Thank you very much for this report, and I'm also ready to give a short comment on this, because this agreement about this stretches has been reached really on the first level between us and and Germany. It was based on our request, which has been approved by Germany. We had several meetings, and there is now a bilateral of document which has been adopted on July last year. In practice, this should be applied since April this year on the appropriate stretches of the Elbe. And after the process will be ready also on the Rhine, I mean that appropriate questions will be prepared and sent to our authorities. It will be also possible to pass these exams for Rhine in the Czech Republic. I would like to also mention that we had a very excellent cooperation with CCNR also in the past, before these new rules came into force, because it was possible for us to have agreements with CCNR for recognition of our documents of crew in the Rhine area, based on the fact that the requirements were at the same level at on the Rhine. On the basis of these agreements and further agreements which have been later prepared with other countries, it was started with preparation of current Directive 2397. So that's all from my side. I would like to ask other delegations if they have something to say to this topic. This is not the case. Okay, so I think that that's all towards this issue. Still, there is a written document from Mr. Torf, who is not no more present today here with us. It has been transmitted to Victoria, so I would like to ask her to give us this information and to read this report through. Thank you.